Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Wednesday, January 23rd. After yesterday's firmer start to the day based on some decent export sales above expectations in corn and beans and in the middle of the range there in wheat, rumor was released by the Financial Times that some preliminary talks had been rejected by the U.S. and markets sold off pretty quickly, algorithms kicking in on that news. Turned out that that was not true. According to Larry Kudlow from the White House, markets turned back around and rallied, and overnight we are a little bit firmer in a pretty quiet trade, that rumor having been rejected. So we'll keep our eyes out for the next story to unfold. But as of the overnight close in trading here, we've got March corn up 2 cents at 381. December new crop up a penny and three quarters at 402.5. March corn yesterday bouncing off a trend line support there after the sharp break at 377.5 and 378.5. So again, kind of trading technically inside this range. It's estimated the funds have reestablished a long position higher than after the sell-off here. So we're long maybe 100,000 to 110,000 contracts in the corn. Taking a look at wheat, we've got March up 3.5, 524 and three quarters. Kansas City March up 3.5, 513 and a quarter. Funds are about flat in wheat, maybe a little bit short in Chicago, a little bit long in Kansas City. Rumor today, keeping the wheat market firm, is that if, that's a big if these talks go well with China, they may purchase up to 7 million metric tons of U.S. wheat. So we will not hold our breath on that one. We'll wait and see what happens. And taking a look at beans, we've got March up 3.5 at 912 and three quarters. November up 2 3/4 at 953. We got the funds short a little bit of soybeans, maybe about 10,000 contracts, and we've got the beans back above the 50-day moving average in March at 907. So again, trading technically on either side of these rumors and denials. Taking a look at outside markets, also benefiting from the denial by Larry Kudlow there, we've got crude oil up 26 cents a barrel at 53.28, so regaining some of yesterday's losses, and the Dow Jones up about 175 in pre-opening trade, pairing some of yesterday's losses as well. Dollar not moving much, up 5 ticks at 96.01. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.